gracious and loving God, we thank you, we praise you for your word and for the way in which your word speaks to our hearts and to our minds. And Father, we ask that you open our hearts and minds now through the power of your Holy Spirit, that we might hear what you have to say to us. And Father, we pray that you continue to be with Jim as well, that you continue to strengthen and renew him. For we ask and pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Scripture this morning is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Please stand in honor of God's word. And I'm going to be using the New King James Version rather than the NRSV. It just kind of sounds a little bit better. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A television program preceding one of the Winter Olympics featured blind skiers being trained for slalom skiing. Impossible as that sounds. These individuals were paired with sighted skiers, and the blind skiers were taught on the flats how to make right and left turns. When that was mastered, they were taken to the slalom slope, where their sighted partners skied beside them, shouting, left, right. As they obeyed the commands, they were able to negotiate the course and cross the finish line, depending solely on the sighted skier's word. It was either complete trust or catastrophe. What a vivid picture of the Christian life. In this world, we are really blind about what lies in the future, and we must solely rely on the word of God, of the one who sees it all, who knows the future. God's word gives us direction that we need to finish this course in life. These two wonderful verses from Proverbs in today's scripture give us insight in how we can find direction that we need to finish in the course of life. The first part is trust in the Lord with all your heart. When we look at this part of the verse, it means to turn over the control of our lives and our future to the one who holds the future. Not with just part of our hearts. Notice it says with all of our heart. Our whole heart, with everything we have, trust in Jesus. Jesus is the only one who will never, ever let us down. As much as we trust in our family and friends, at times they let us down, don't they? Because they're human. And so there are times when our family and our friends can truly let us down. But our Lord Jesus Christ is there every moment of every day, and he never, ever lets us down. Psalm 118, verse 8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. The Lord tells us in his word, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Gladys Allward was a missionary to China more than 50 years ago. And she was forced to flee when the Japanese invaded Yancheng. But she could not leave her work behind. With only one assistant, she led more than 100 orphans over the mountains toward free China. In their book, The Hidden Price of Greatness, Ray Bisona and Ranelda Mack Hunsicker tell what happened. She grappled with despair like never before. After passing a sleepless night, she faced the morning with no hope of ever reaching safety. A 13-year-old in the group reminded her of the much-loved story of Moses crossing the Red Sea. She said, but I'm not Moses. Of course you aren't, said the little girl, but Jehovah is still God. When Gladys and the orphans made it through, they proved once again that no matter how inadequate we may feel at times, God is still God, and we can trust in him. Secondly, the verse tells us to lean not on our own understanding. In other words, lean on God's understanding. Lean means to put your whole weight into God's understanding. Today we're bombarded with all kinds of wisdom, false wisdom. Some believe truth is relative. It can be whatever one chooses to believe. Some believe that we don't need a Savior to die for our sins, that we ourselves are gods. Some believe that there are many ways to God. Christianity is just one of many ways. The absolute truth and true wisdom is found in Almighty God in the Scriptures. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This scripture from Proverbs tells us to put our full weight into God's understanding. We find God's understanding, God's wisdom in his word. We must read it and study it and meditate upon it, that it might be engraved upon our hearts and our minds. So we have his understanding to lean upon in times of decision making, in troubling times, in the everyday moments of life. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Many of you remember John Huffman preached here when I was installed 4 years ago. And John was taught Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 when he was a youngster by his parents. And then later in life, he also discovered Luke 2, 52 on balanced living. And he said those two passages became his life verses when he was 14 years of age. And he said they have been his compass for living for the past 65 years. He says, I've learned that God's way and wisdom, as revealed in Scripture and guided by the Holy Spirit, is a lot smarter than my own, and not only kept me out of a lot of trouble, but at the same time opened up wonderful doors of opportunity. The next part of the verse is, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we're to acknowledge the presence of God. Several people were waiting to be interviewed for a job as a wireless operator. They sat around talking to each other, and they were oblivious to the faint sounds that were coming from the speaker in the room. But then suddenly one of them jumped up and walked right into the employer's office. In a few minutes, he returned and announced, you can all go home, I got the job. As they began to complain, he explained, none of you noticed the Morse code being tapped into the waiting room. The message said, the person I hire must always be alert. The first one who interprets this and comes directly into my private office will be hired. The lesson is clear. We need to be tuned into God's channel and respond to his leading in our lives. And then there's this wonderful promise at the end of these two verses. After we trust him with all of our heart, after we lean on his understanding, on his wisdom, and after we acknowledge him in all that we do, here's the promise, and he shall direct your paths. Isn't it great that the Lord will take charge and give us direction? We don't have to flounder in life. He can give us the direction to go. There's a story of a woman who was driving through the mountains west of Denver when she ran into a snowstorm. And then she peered ahead and saw a snowplow. She was excited. What luck! And so she kept up close behind the machine as she was moving along the way. And at times, the heavy snowfall almost completely cut off her view. But her faithful guide kept on leading the way. After some time, the plow stopped, and its driver got out and walked to her car. "Lady, where are you going?" he asked, and she said, "I'm on my way to Denver." She replied, "Well, you'll never get there following me. I'm plowing this parking lot." With the Lord in charge of our lives, we don't need to go round and round and round and round in circles, like this lady did, with no direction. The Lord will guide us. The Lord will lead us. Lauren Daigle, who is a contemporary Christian recording artist and who has had many number one hits right now, several years ago, she wrote the song along with another individual, "Trust in You," which is in your bulletin, and we're going to sing it and listen to it on a CD towards the end of the service. But she was so close to her grandfather. They called one another partners in crime. As they would go out late at night and get ice cream together, unbeknownst to her grandmother, she would know something was up. He would whisper, "Let's go get some ice cream," and off they would go. She lived with her grandparents when she went to LSU. Her grandfather was her number one supporter. When anyone came over to the house, he would have Lauren sing for them. "Come on, Lauren, don't be shy, share your gifts. This is what the Lord gave you." He knew the place of joy that was coming from Lauren in her heart, and he knew that that would touch the hearts of others. In the process of her grandfather's support, she left LSU and moved to Nashville and began writing songs, looking for that break. And 5 months later, her grandfather was diagnosed with cancer. She had to make the decision, am I going to pursue the dream or take these moments with my grandfather? And so she went home. And he passed away a week later. She had to put her record on hold. And she says the Lord showed up in that room with her grandfather dying. Her grandfather was telling them, "I see Jesus." He saw the daughter that had passed away years before. And she said, "God made death so real, but so beautiful in that time. He entered the room with a peace and closeness she had never, ever felt before." And in the midst of her great sorrow, there was so much joy as she saw her grandfather entering into heaven. The Lord allowed her a taste, a little bit of heaven here on earth. And she said, "It was though the Lord said to me, you can look at this with incredible sorrow, or you can take this and leverage it into the next season of your life." So she started recording a month or two later, and that's where her songs came from. She prayed before the Lord, asking the Lord to make it all work together for his good. And that's where "Trust in You" came from. She was needing clarity in her life. And Michael Farron, who was also writing with her, told her about a book that he had read by a man who was once working with Mother Teresa. Upon arriving to work with Mother Teresa, he said, she asked, "Is there anything I can do for you?" And he said, "Yes, you can pray for me. You can pray that I have clarity." And she said, "No, I'm not going to pray that you might have clarity, because clarity is the last thing that's holding you back. He said, Mother Teresa, what are you talking about? You have had clarity your whole life. And she said, no, I've never had clarity. I've only had trust. When Lauren heard that, she said, I knew it was not about seeing the big picture. It's about trusting that the Lord is going to be there for you. She said, I'm not going to be upset because your ways are higher. The Lord gave her these words. And the number of people's lives that have been touched has been incredible. That YouTube online has had over 8 million views. Unbelievable how one person's life experience, when they trust in the Lord through the tough times, how God can use that to minister to many, many others. Even, she said, when God doesn't move the mountains or things are different than my heart desires, he's still as faithful. Thinking about the trials that Jesus walked through on earth, it's not just trying to wade the waters in life. We experience the same heartbreaks that Jesus experienced. A lot of times we can feel isolated, but reflecting on how his heart was broken in greater ways than we can imagine, we need to press in and know that Jesus has been there and has experienced the greatest amount of loss. Now, Nick and Tom, you two are going to go into a whole new adventure before you. A whole new adventure. And I would ask that you cling to these two verses. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. With everything you have, trust in the Lord. And lean not on your own understanding or the understanding of the world or the understanding of a professor. Lean on the understanding of God in his word to direct and to guide you. Acknowledge him wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Acknowledge that the Lord is present with you. And his greatest desire is to direct your paths. And he will open up what he wants you to do. There's many people here that could probably say when you went off to college, you thought this is what you're going to do the rest of your life. And how many of us God directed in a whole different direction? How many of you went off to college thinking you were going one way and you ended up a whole different way? Anybody here? You see those hands around you? Exactly. And so think about that. God has a plan for your life. Just trust in him. Keep trusting. Look to his word. Open his word. Read his word. Study his word. Listen to him. Acknowledge him. Wherever you are on a campus, acknowledge that you are a Christian. And don't be ashamed to say that you follow Jesus Christ in your life. Because you know what? There are people on college campuses that need to hear about Jesus. And they need to see your life and how your life is guided by the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will direct your paths. He will give you things and do things for you beyond whatever you could ever imagine. Keep trusting in him. Eugene Peterson in The Message paraphrases these verses in this way. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you. We praise you for your loving presence in our lives every single day. And Father, we ask that you continue to guide us and lead us in all that we do. We thank you for Tom and Nick. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do in and through their lives. And I ask, Lord, that you watch over them from this day forward. Help them to cling to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 in their daily lives, knowing that they've got you with them. and that you can do incredibly great things through their lives. And not only for Tom and Nick, Lord, but you can do incredibly great things in each one of our lives when we just trust and place it all in your hands. We thank you and we praise you that you are a God who walks with us in life. You never leave us alone. And we are so, so grateful. And we ask and pray all these things now through the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.